So we could have another debate about the HP movies if you want. HP Lovecraft, HP Otter movies.
Let's wait until
the next one.
Yeah, we got the big thing. Are you going to be here? Tuesday midnight, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be here. God.
Is that when
are you camping?
Tuesday midnight.
Tomorrow.
And that's it.
It's like tomorrow, and then we'll be back like Saturday.
I see you watching that on midnight. Are you really going to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It'd be like 3 a.m. Yeah. when the movie's over.
Mm, yeah.
Midnight, dude. Harry Potter.
I'll fall asleep in the middle
I've seen
of that.
Like the last two of them, or three of them at midnight. I gotta do
good
it.
Good golly.
So good.
Put you to night-night land. You'd be like, oh, hey, Big D is Dudley from the first one. He liked cake.
Gotta see the adventures of Vaughn and Harry.
Here come the demon seeds, or whatever they're called. Death Hunters.
Hermione's like getting pretty old too. I don't know if Seth can watch this one. He's just got to stick with the first kind.
I know they're getting out of his range.
He's gonna be like,
no longer are they his Lolita. They develop all their underparts,
their undercarriages.
He doesn't want that. We could have a pre. I mean, honestly, we don't want to talk about the whole deal before we get into.
Okay, let's just not.
No, what I'm saying is, when we do the actual review of the new deal, mm-hmm. you don't want to precursor it by talking for 2 hours about.
We could just do the whole deal, the whole wax, and do all of them like that, and then get to that
one through six.
And they don't. We could record it in like three parts or something.
A 1-6 cast.
If you wanted to just do it all at once.
I don't think that's necessary. I think we should split it up, and I think we should start right now. And I think that how we should do this is, I think you should, since you've seen him most recently, mm-hmm. and he's also seen.
I've seen the first one and the fifth one
recently. Strange.
Right?
Well, you wouldn't understand what's happening in the fifth one if you hadn't. Oh, wait, no, you'd be just fine, pretty much.
Have you seen them all?
I've seen them all before.
I would use that for a preemptive strike, if you will.
Oh.
Did you catch that?
Yeah. Except for it doesn't make sense, so it's
doesn't. It makes plenty of sense.
So it's not funny. What about all the characters that would have come and gone, my friend, and all the battles that we'd have missed?
They all allude to it anyway.
Big spiders and people who shouldn't be named and whatnot.
Right. And,
They always say that and then.
And then say his name.
And then how old Hogarth basically pushes the plot along in the first three. Like, oh, I probably shouldn't have told you that. Oh, I probably shouldn't have told you that.
Hagrid?
Did you say Hogarth? I was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, the Iron Giant kid. Yeah, why not?
All right. Hogarth, yeah.
Let's
talk about number one right now. Go, Ian.
Number one was a little more like number two. literally and figuratively. Woo. No, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to lay out some huge, like hateful, reactionary thing, because I don't really honestly have that. I can see what's going on with the storyline, that it's about slow development of a kid, the wizard stuff and all that. But here's what's greatly lacking to me that makes me just baffled that so many people are willing to put up with and love these.
Okay.
The first three movies are basically, and everyone said this, of course, you know, you get it, it's kind of a rehash of the same plot. You know, it's like, oh, there's some mystery, the three kids have to go behind the back. All five of them basically take place in the same location, which is the school.
Right.
So it's the same thing over and over in that sense, to a degree.
Right.
And I'm fine with the first one being slow, being like a little bit of the main story, which is obviously this giant epic battle with the bad guy, and he won't get to it till later, and they have to kind of feed you little nuggets here and there. But what you get in between there and everything, in all of these movies, which are all 2+ hours each, is you don't get anything fun to watch. It's not, it's gay, stupid shit, and it's not like, you never, here it is, at the fifth, it gets to the point where the fifth movie, he's somehow qualified to train other people that he's actually contemporary with, and you never
That's
get
why.
Yeah, no, he just is the shit from the get-go, though. There's no training. There's never...
Well, that's because only time his parents were the shit.
No, the only time there's any training... Well, that's confusing, too, because they implied that his mother was a muggle.
Yeah,
right?
She was a muggle.
So then how could she be the shit if... But then they also implied that she had love power that shielded him.
Yeah, dude.
But anyway...
He's like Anakin or something.
The third one is the only time they do any bit of training, which is with the werewolf guy, where he's like, here, I'm going to show you this advanced technique, and there's only like 10 seconds of that.
Well,
my point is this. They could have made the schooling stuff, like here, I'm going to compare it to something you probably hate. I'm going to compare it to Naruto, because it's the exact same thing. Kid that's got like more power than everybody else, kind of ostracized, but they don't play that up too much, because basically they give him a couple of friends and blah, blah, blah. It turns into like a... consecutive episodes of Degrassi or something. And instead of, like, all the school stuff or, like, talking about wizardry techniques or having fun with, like, how to do things and showing progression of them, of him learning different techniques and learning spells and stuff, they just kind of, like, hand it to him. And then he kind of is just immediately good at it or whatever. And after all that time, you're kind of left with, like, literally, I'm watching the third movie with Seth, and 10 minutes in, when he, like, decides he's done with his shitty aunt and uncle, and he's walking away and rolling the thing, I'm like, this is where they should have been 45 minutes into the first movie. And I'm like, you know, they could have taken so much shit out of the... They could have made the first three movies into one movie, or maybe into two or something. And, I mean, the fourth one, I'm pretty behind, because at least it had, like, a more organized structure where it was like, ooh, they had all these tests they had to do, and that was kind of exciting, you know, fighting dragons and shit, even though you still had never earned... felt that you'd earned him gaining any power. He just kind of knows stuff, and he just kind of swings his stupid wand and does stuff. And they haven't even gotten to the point, I hope they do, where, like, the wand is all bullshit. It's all just a way to focus power or something. And flying on gay-ass brooms is all this other bullshit. Like, is there some kick-ass wizards that don't need the broom or the wand to do shit? Because there should be. Because that stuff is fucking
basic,
stupid.
That's the basic thing is you must have a wand.
And a broom and all this other gay shit in order to do stuff. Fine. Whatever. Gay with an E for those that would be offended. Because that's how you take it back. You make it... It's ridiculously happy and goofy and British and whatever. Anyway, I can get behind where they're going with the story. And in the fifth one, there's a decent bit of, like, action and stuff. And, you know, whatever. I can go behind it. But I feel like it's so unearned. Like, you don't really feel like he knows that much more than his contemporaries, but he's somehow qualified to train him. And every single one of them has got so many, like, ridiculous plot holes and devices and stuff. Even down to the fifth one, where the kid's just walking and all of a sudden discovers, oh, yeah, there's this hidden room that we can use to train in. How about that? It just appears whenever you need it. Mm-hmm. Like, are you kidding me? That is terrible writing. And yet this woman makes billions of dollars.
Billions.
And people eat this shit up. Like, oh, 2.5 hours. And really, what happened in the movie? I really couldn't tell you what happened in the first movie, except one guy had the back of his head had been possessed by the wizard that was the bad guy. Yeah. And that's that second movie. Well, I couldn't tell you much, except he kills a snake. And that's kind of cool at the end. Yeah. But... and it was the young version of the in the thing. I don't know. Third one, well, there's this prisoner guy, and it's all backstory on how he knew the other guy, but it turned out there was a werewolf, and one guy was a rat, and blah, 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 and then they get away. Okay, fine. Fourth one, at least it has, like, a fucking cohesive plot. Oh, there's this challenge for this thing that they do every year, and it brings in other wizards, and at least starts to develop stuff, which is kind of interesting. And even in the fifth one, they started talking about the politics of the ministry and stuff. And I don't know, you said that everyone hates the fifth one because they think it's all chopped up. I thought it had a very organized story.
Because the fifth one is basically like they took tiny bits and pieces from what is the longest book and they turned it into the shortest movie. And so they cut out most of the plot. They cut out most of the characters.
It worked.
I think it's definitely the weakest of the movies.
I think it worked. I think it's one of the strongest. I think that it works fine. It's like, here's the point.
I like the fifth
The bureaucratic organization of the Ministry of Wizards is saying, we don't think this guy's back. For our own purposes, right. We're going to, like...
They've been saying that the whole time.
We're gonna take over the progressive schooling and whatnot, and we're going to run it this way. And then they say, well, we need to do this underground thing in order to make sure we're ready. So it all makes sense, except you really don't feel it... Other than the fact that he's been this shit and talked about a whole bunch, which is also kind of unbelievable. Like, whoa, this bad guy wizard, and he was a baby, and he didn't die. So there's mystery around him, but everyone talks about him like almost like he's a reincarnation. Yeah. And not like he, you know, like, oh, well, the old version of you was so magical and powerful and cool. But no, there was no old version of him. There was just a baby that's
not interesting by some mystery survived. So by mystery, he survived, and that makes some people reverent, not a lot.
No,
his friends are people who know he's just a regular kid, and then everyone else is like, he doesn't look so great to me, I can prove that I'm better than him, and then they want to push him around a little bit. That's how most of the teachers are, that's how a lot of the kids are, you know,
only Alan Rickman, who's misused.
He's
Mordecai or whatever shows up, but
in every one, there's
his character never changes. The blonde kid never grows or does anything. And then there's all these things left open.
Which that one, Draco?
Malfoy.
Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, and then the fact that he basically knows that the long blonde haired guy is like a bad guy at the end of the fourth one, and he doesn't tell anybody, so because that guy stays involved in being part of the ministry or whatever.
Yeah, they don't care. Nobody believes him.
Sure. Yeah, well, they didn't play that up
because
in the
they cut that out of the fifth one.
Well, they cut a lot out of to explain, and it would have been easy enough to explain, well, no one believed me, blah, blah, blah. The point is, you're starting to feel what they're doing, but it's just by sheer volume, and most of the volume is not what it could be. If you're going to do a 2.5 hour long movie that's about some kids learning how to be wizards, then show how they learn how to be wizards.
So, what you're saying is utterly and ridiculously stupid, because what you want is... You want an actual movie where the entire thing is them sitting in class learning spells?
No.
That's what happens in the books.
You can make that exciting.
In between the things that happen in the movies, in the books, is extra stuff where they're learning the spells in class.
That could be made exciting and visually interesting.
How?
And it wouldn't have to be all in-class stuff. And you could put it... You could put plot devices where, like, they had to learn
how to
use
stuff. They go out in the field and learn junk and how to do things. They learn things about... They do it all the time in movies.
They don't do that much of it. It's not that exciting.
And the thing about him is not that he's learned stuff. It's that he's...
He's got God-given magical power. Maybe that's the gimmick. Maybe that's why everyone loves it so much. They just want to see innate bullshit. They don't want to see any training. You know what I want to see? I want to see Luke Skywalker doing a flip with Yoda on his back. I want to see... I want to see with the blast shield down, I can't see anything. And then in the next one, I want to see hanging upside down while the
force is innate.
While the thing comes after him. What's the thing called again?
What thing?
It's not a wampa. Is that what it is? A wampa in Hoth? In Hoth. A creature
that
coming after
fucking,
him.
Yeah. The beast in the cave?
Yeah, the beast in the cave. The beast in the cave comes after him. And remember...
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and then it takes him all
he's like, he's
going
to close his eyes. I used to do that when I was a kid, because I was always trying to get shit to come to me.
He gets it, right? He does. But then he goes, he trains with Yoda, and then he's fighting Darth Vader, and boom, he does it like nothing. That's progress.
My problem with the Star Wars movies, they didn't show for 18 hours him learning techniques, really.
In Harry Potter, they didn't show him for 10 minutes learning techniques, and it's more than 18 hours. It's a ridiculous number of hours in those first three movies.
They show everything he needs to learn.
No, they don't. They just talk about it and they're like, you just do that. And he's like, okay. And he swings his wand and just says it once.
I think they just assume like they're at school.
Yeah.
You obviously
know
that they're
watching
learning
all semester.
You do. You want to see. Why would you want to see
that?
Because that's the whimsy in the genre. And instead, you just see a bunch of like drama high school bullshit.
Yeah, it's
plot. Boring.
The whole people
it's
are
not exciting.
People like it. It's a coming of age thing, but it also has
false.
The magic stuff.
It's red herrings.
It's a British
of false,
boarding school.
False bullshit.
People love British boarding schools.
Well, I'm saying
it's like
test
groups. They love the shit out of it. Any movie where there's
British
boarding.
Yeah,
British boarding schools.
Apparently.
One British person who spoke up.
Apparently, because all that stuff is crap. All that stuff is tedious and long and not worth. Like,
I enjoy the shit.
It could have been done way better. Is all I'm saying. To get where they're going, they could have made it more concise. They could have made it more visually exciting. They could have showed, you know, they could have earned it. They could have really done more with it. They do it in some places, but I mean, if you're talking about by sheer volume, it is incredibly dilute.
I think they're great mysteries. They're great coming-of-age things.
Mysteries are shit. Are you kidding me? It's always plot devices, and then all of a sudden, ooh, we discover a new room. Magic,
cool.
And here
you
go.
It's cool.
Oh, it's
stuff,
not that
you know?
Interesting. It's not a good mystery, because it's basically just like at the end, they're just like, oh, the reason you couldn't figure it out, not because of clever clues that were laid out or anything, but because this is the actual thing. Boom, here you go. It's not a mystery when you just write the ending that no one expected it coming or anything.
It's
or you just kind of
mystery,
explain
though.
It back. So it's a murder. A good mystery has like pieces where if you pay attention, you catch pieces of it. And you follow along. And if you did, you're being deductive while
these
watching
aren't,
it.
These aren't brain stumpers for kids, man.
It's not
it's
like
a fantasy series.
Yeah. You basically you say
would
you
rather watch these movies?
Like,
or
good. If you were a kid, it would be fantastic.
What would you rather watch
I'm
Chronicles of Narnia?
I'd much rather watch these than Narnia.
Yeah, Narnia is shit too. I'm not gonna.
I'm just talking about like fantasy movies.
No,
you know? What good fantasy movies come out? Like
I don't know. I mean,
you know,
I guess you can create enough caveats to make these acceptable. And you know what?
They're
even,
just good.
You know, I'm gonna say, but I'm gonna say that they're not all fantastic. And it's completely ridiculous to me that some people.
Well, some of them are better than
things.
Others,
yeah,
but
definitely.
I think they're all you know
but
entertaining
at,
enough to
at
be.
Their length, the first three are really not that entertaining to me. Yeah. They're just like
the third one's pretty good.
Third one had some
which
okay
one was
parts.
With the spiders?
Spiders,
the spiders.
The spiders were in the third one. The third
yeah,
one,
okay, yeah. I like that one. That one
was yeah, that's
one
the second half of
the
third
one.
One
that everyone loves.
Where it kind of gets more exciting. But even
that
then,
good.
It's kind of... Yeah. I mean, talk about plot devices. Fuck, are you kidding me? Not only did they deus machina at the end of the third one, but then they throw in time travel cop-out bullshit that they never get back to.
They use it again later in the other books.
Oh, it's gay. That's stupid.
That's
that
great.
Really stupid.
It's magic. They can do anything.
Yeah. So then why is there any consequences? Why
what
do we care?
About?
They use a time travel cop out. Because
there's good magics and bad magics.
They use a time travel cop out.
And the good magic's like, I'm going to get you.
And the bad magic's like, oh, no, you're not.
Yeah, to solve the problem. It's lazy, idiotic writing. It's, I know, I'll just have my characters go back and save themselves.
That's awesome.
It's not awesome. Oh, God. You know, you would give criticism to the same devices being used in something else.
They're good. These are good. They're good movies. They're good, very entertaining movies with fantastic set design and effects and... And,
the effects are not that great.
Well, maybe not in like the first one.
Yeah, the first one, the effects were limited. But yeah, they're fantastic. They're just fantastically made, great fantasies with good atmosphere.
They're bloated.
And they're dark and they're...
They're not that dark. They're really not that... Seth and I kept saying, Seth, like, dude, Zach says this one's the darkest. And Seth would turn to me about every 10 minutes and be like, oh my God, this is so dark. And I'd be like, yeah, I know, right?
it's definitely not as dark as pedophilia.
Well, yeah, exactly. but I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like by the fifth one, they started getting somewhere.
It's a kid's thing.
No,
man.
I know. I totally am on
for
board.
Like a kid's fantasy
I'm
movie,
excited
it's
to see the new
dark.
One.
It falls like that in the series.
They raise the stakes to a degree, but I just
the fifth
feel,
one's
I feel
where
like
it really started getting dark. And
it's bloated, and it doesn't show me what I want to see to feel like you've really got to the point where, like, I don't feel like he's qualified to teach his contemporaries in the fifth one. I don't really feel like he has
he doesn't
that
feel
much
like
more
he is either.
I know, and I get that too.
He didn't want to, but they're all like, you know what, you're the one with experience, and so he kind of,
but his experience
he forces himself
super
he
limited
forces
too.
Himself to be a leader. He finally starts
no,
to be
no,
the leader.
That's where I kind of like yeah. it. You're right, but I still would have liked to have seen some kind of stuff.
Some tests.
Well, maybe they'll have a director's cut where they're like each 6 hours long and it's just them reading books
they,
and then trying
they're
things.
They're like,
how about this?
Doing
about
their
this?
Midterms. Yeah. Ian's like, this is fucking great.
How about this? How about they show some visually interesting expressions of how the magical principles
and
stuff work.
You think these movies are visually interesting?
I don't think that sitting around. I don't think.
What
seeing
about
the
Quidditch,
same,
man? They play Quidditch. They play the shit out of some.
That's
Quidditch.
Just like every time I see those, I'm like, oh, I want to play Final Fantasy X.
Right?
Oh my God. Totally,
that, what
is
it? Blitzball?
Blitzball, dude. Yeah.
I hate Waka. Though. That guy was a
yeah,
fucking
Waka
asshole.
Was a bitch.
I don't know. I just don't get
Waka.
It. Oh, I just have to say I don't get it. I get parts of it, but I don't get how that can be what everyone is like. Oh, this is the penultimate. This is it right here. This is. Man, from start to stop, all 2.5 hours of every single one of these, the first three of which are just the same plot again
well, I mean,
and again
and
with plot contrivances and everything, is what I want to see. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, show them have missions. Show them have, like, tests.
They're in school. Why would they have missions?
Well, they could have tests and
the
things.
Point is, they're in school. The teachers don't want them doing anything. They keep sneaking out
well,
to do it anyway because they're following their dumb little Scooby-Doo
yeah,
mysteries.
Yeah, but they're dumb Scooby-Doo
like.
Mysteries.
They're good.
Shit.
That's good for kids. And on top of it, you have behind all that, you've got politics and intrigue between these people, and whether or not this deadly evil exists, and people arguing about it, and it's in the background of it, is hanging over the head like the sword of Damocles, is this all-ending evil who wants to disintegrate all good.
Which apparently, like, he can take on just fine in the fourth one. He's like, boom, and they do their little lightsaber clash, and he's
yeah.
like, I'm hunky dory with this guy.
He hasn't taken him on completely, but he gets his, you know...
Yeah, he gets his first little Empire Strikes
his,
Back
he gets
style
his help
thing,
with everyone,
and
he
doesn't
he
get his hand
gets
cut
help
off
the
or
whole,
anything. Yeah.
He gets his help. The
no,
whole
I at least liked it in the fifth when he mentioned that usually that was luck or somebody else helped me. Like,
yeah,
I can almost start.
It's always like that.
No, by the fifth one, I can totally get behind the idea that wow, and I have to do this. I have to retcon the first view and be like, I'll bet in all that stuff they didn't deem worthy of being creative enough to come up with a way to make cinematic. He actually was earning this whole stance, and he was going through a lot more shit because, wow, you know, he's really gone through a lot of crap. I can tell. I can imagine it. But I had to, like, intuit, and I had to infer a lot because those first three movies or so, there's not a lot of interesting, cool stuff in the school or in the lessons or in him learning how to be a wizard. It's just, like, he just kind of picks it up, and he's just good at it immediately is what I feel like. I just didn't feel like... with the opportunities of what they had, and maybe it's not in the book, and it sounds like the way the books are written is pretty lame too. It's like, oh, we'll do Scooby-Doo mystery and then boring British I'll go off on how this magic works in all giant exposition. You can make that interesting. You can make that cool. You can have them go outside and practice on trees.
The thing is,
do whatever. The point is, I'm not going to rewrite the movie. I'm not going to be a fucking screenplay.
Well, that's the point.
Do that
is, that,
now.
Is that?
But
I
mean, feel like
you
feel
are,
like that
you,
would
are
been.
You do have done screenwriting, so you should know that. Your,
yeah, and that's why
enemy,
I know that the
your
time travel
is,
deus
have...
machina is a double combo cop-out. Everyone says that's the best movie, but no one thinks that's ridiculous as a way to end a movie.
It's not ridiculous.
And
it's a
the
kid's
fact
thing.
That it leaves everything.
It's
so
great.
What, so that makes it okay?
Yeah, it's great. It's just because you're afraid of using something like that because you think hipsters aren't going to like it when you're an adult, if you're making an adult film.
So the first big caveat for Harry Potter is that it's only good for kids. Then.
No, it's fantastic for everyone because it's a kids-based thing that resonates with adults.
Because
that's what's great about
it. If the adults are not paying attention to how if the adults want something deep
and well-made and good and about something fantastic that's not their basic book about, you know, people cheating on people in another city because they hate their humdrum lives and things that win.
I know. We both agree on all that shit. That's right.
I mean, this is something intriguing, and it's a mixing of genres.
It's just bloated. I'll say it and leave it there.
I don't think it is.
It takes way too long to get to the very simple, basic. Oh wow, dude, they're setting up this guy. It's a revenge picture, basically. This kid's parents were murdered when he was just a baby, and he managed to survive. And, you know, now he's got the stress and the strain of that, and he's got to, like, overcome the terrible burden of being... But meanwhile, they don't focus enough on that. They don't focus
enough on his
family.
That's because he doesn't want to focus on it.
No.
The tenor of it changes. When the thing starts, he's what, 8? 11? How old
is
he?
He's 11.
When it starts, so the tenor of the thing is that he wants nothing to do with that. He wants to be completely normal. He wants to have none of that burden on him.
Sure.
He wants to be cool and popular. And the whole time he's got this hanging on him. Every time an adult sees him who's interested in, do they bring in, is Broadbent in the fifth one?
Broadbent?
Jim Broadbent.
I
don't remember if he's only in the sixth one, because he's all in the trailers for the one that comes out in a week. But, I don't remember if he's in the fifth book also, but he's a character who is this elitist who, he immediately latches on to Potter because he's something of a celebrity. You know, mm-hmm. He's absolutely something of a celebrity. And he's instantly one of the kids who gets to come to his intimate little tea sessions where they talk about who knows who and all this stuff. And it's fantastic. That's one of the best things.
I could see that, like, a little star chamber action. That could be interesting for politics and intrigue.
why would I even want to do this? I have no interest at all. You know, he wants to be good at the Quidditch, and he wants girls to like him. And that's the thing, is that he's dealing with all that stuff, and at the same time, there's pressure from on all sides from everyone who wants him to be this thing that he wants nothing to do with. That's where it comes from. I don't know how you couldn't get that from the films.
Because they ramp it up with each one. Yeah,
they ramp it up because he's 11 in the first one. He would have nothing to do with that.
I know.
The whole point is you're supposed to know that this is a series of these things before you get into it. You wouldn't watch the first one thinking, oh, this is going to be some great standalone deal.
Well, no, but that's still you won't argue with the fact that it has to stand alone as a good movie.
Oh, absolutely. They I think they do. That each one does. Absolutely.
I think that it could be compressed. Like, you could get to
the
better
parts. I think
the
one that was most...
Like I said, honestly, I basically surmised the first three in less than a minute. And to watch those first three would take you 6+ hours,
right,
probably.
Right. I think the one that's most episodic, that's like basically movie wise, a bridge between them, which is, I think, the weakest thing you can do in a series, is definitely the fifth one. But that book, that fifth book, was excellent.
I thought the fifth movie was the most solid as a story. It's like, this is what's happening in their
that's
world.
That's the thing, is that,
and it builds up. And
I'm surprised you would say it, considering what you've said about the rest of them, because what it does is it's like the last one ends and it basically picks you up there, and then it has all this stuff to do with. You know, thematically, they kept what's in the book, which is, I think, maybe why you're saying that, because the book really was fantastic. It's all the stuff about the ministry, and it's way more dark and creepy than the other ones. The sixth one is probably the best book, in my opinion. I liked the fourth, the sixth. Seventh wasn't, you know, super great. It doesn't.
Well, I don't know about the books. I know the books are even more bloated.
Well, that's the thing.
That's
that
the thing. I shouldn't
have
to
really
not appreciate
that
the movies. I mean, we're talking about the movies. We're reviewing the movies. All I can do is look at what the movies do. So if there's great stuff in the books that they decided to leave out,
they didn't.
Reason,
that's the thing. They generally cut the not what would be dead weight, but the things that you keep in any book for, you know, for texture and all this stuff that's in every book, which is why most books are 600 pages or 500 pages, is because of that, you know.
I just feel like it's needlessly taking its time.
What interests most people watching these is these kids growing up and the
but
fact that
even
they're...
Even that, it's not like there's that much...
All the threads are that they're dealing with the kid stuff, and at the same time these other things are happening, and he's being pulled in a bunch of different ways. They all have different... You know, each of the main characters has a different... storyline in each film, and at the same time there's the main storyline
really.
Yeah, they do every single one, and it just the way that it pulls
okay,
that
what was
together.
Ron's in the first one? What was Ron's in the second? Ron was just the friend in the first one, and then the second one he was just sort of still the friend, but... Then he
yeah, but they've got their own, like, you know...
Whatever.
Yeah, they all have their goals in each
one. No, I mean, I would say that the side characters are, in some cases, maybe more maybe a little more to them, because they're,
exactly.
not, they're not just the straight man that gets everything bounced off of
right.
them.
Right, but that's also what
like they have,
makes
they
it
seem
cool
more motivated.
Because then they all have, at some point, they all come back to... And especially the Hermione and Ron characters, them being closest to him, they're the ones who trail off as friends at some point in them, because... they just see him as, you know, their buddy Harry,
yeah.
and they're the ones who most lose focus on him being the savior of the wizarding race type deal. And that's the cool thing is that, like, eventually they remember it, and there's always that, like, awe-inspiring moment where they're like, well, this is Harry Potter, you know, like, that's the cool thing about it.
Yeah,
is that
but you just
I love things where someone he doesn't ever get crapped on, but
you never get to see him
doubt
badass.
Him constantly,
yeah.
and all that does is filter his own self doubt. And that's the thing, is that he doesn't ever have to be a badass, because he really is, you know, a genuinely good person. But he's got all the regular little kid foibles and stuff, and he doesn't want to do things, and he becomes a petulant brat at times. But he, you know, eventually he gets to show someone, and he always gets help, like you said, which is one of the points. And something always happens, and it becomes this, like, almost fatalistic thing. Like, is it like a fatalistic thing, or is he actually that good? Is he
and
actually?
If you're
meant
talking
to
about the hero's journey, then you gotta get to the hero's fucking journey here. And all I'm
it's
saying
it's the
is,
journey. This whole thing is the journey.
Well, most of
it's him growing.
Most
with
of
each
it
step.
Is most of it has not been that exciting
it's growing
to watch.
Up. Each one, corresponds to him spending a year in school. That's
mm-hmm.
the whole point.
I know the
that's
Christmas, and then they
yeah,
go off on
yeah.
break and all that other shit, and it's all very structured. And that's I think they could get away from that now. That's what
they
I'm
do.
Saying. I'm thinking that if they do get away from that formula, it will greatly benefit them. I think it's unfortunate.
The sixth one is earth-shattering, and the seventh one isn't even in school.
I think that the waste of when they were in school, of them not doing more to show him learning things.
I just don't understand why you want to see him sitting in class.
It's not
things.
About sitting in class.
Because he learns everything outside of class. He always
yeah,
learns
but
everything
you only see
class.
Tiny elements of it, and you're supposed to, you know, there's no bitter work. The bitter work of learning how to be like a badass with magic and all that shit. You have to see.
He doesn't
Dagobah.
Do
you have to have
it's,
some
it's
of it.
It's easy stuff. It's
because
not,
he's inexplicably the best
no,
ever.
No, it's easy for all of them. They tell them at various points. And I don't even know if they mention the movies.
No, if
much,
they don't,
but,
then I can't.
But
can't
they
talk
tell them, like, you know, like. You either are a wizard or you aren't one.
That's
and
a
if you
day
are
day.
One,
that's
you have
stupid.
your wand
you
and
have
you can
your
do it.
You have your wand.
So
you're
either a
Phoenix
person
feather.
Who's capable of doing these things or you're not.
Then there you go. It's not a question of being fatalistic.
But you have to learn how to do
it. It is fatalistic.
But you have to learn
it's
how to do
yes
it.
Yes or no. And you are
and
you're
some
the biggest
people,
guy. You know what? I don't need to see the rest because I know he's going to win at the end. Because there you
yeah,
go.
That's any movie.
Well, yeah,
that's
you want to think that maybe there's some kind of doubt and you want to see the bitter work. You want to see some loss. All I've gotten in the way of loss
there's
is,
tons
guilt,
of loss.
Is
they
minor,
his parents.
Minor guilt about, yeah, but you never see that.
They
you
talk about it all the time.
Yeah,
you see his parents all the time and stuff. You see loss all the time. Everyone's
not
always,
that much loss.
You
just
saw
that,
his uncle get thrown through a deal. You
there's,
see,
there's that one guy that gets killed by in the fourth one.
Oldman?
Yeah,
in
no,
the fifth
not,
one?
Not old. Well, then
that's
there's
not
the fifth
loss.
One.
There's loss
two.
In every single
but you
one.
Never
and it
got
gets
him,
worse.
You never had a good chance for him and Oldman to like, go do
fifth,
something.
Sixth and seventh
if Oldman and him had like a time where Oldman taught him a technique or something, even if it were just 5 minutes, then it would have made that a better loss. It would have made it stronger. Do you see what I mean?
The
little
for
ways
Oldman
where
is
they could have
having a family member connect to
a godfather, a pseudo family.
He wants family.
It's all in talk. It's all Oldman like, oh, I want him to come. He can come live with me. That'd be great. Blah blah blah. And then I disappear and then I talk through the fireplace and then boom, I show up and then I die.
It's that he has someone. It's that he has someone.
But
that's what's important.
You never
why
see
his
a
character
lot of
is in the book. He's not
scenes.
There to teach him magic tricks.
You don't get
tricks.
Good scenes with them. And you know what? Maybe he should be.
He's in school to learn magic tricks, and that's boring to see him learning that, so why worry about it? It's not like, you know,
they teach him something early on,
they tell him how to do it, and then he ends up doing it in the finale. What more do you want? That's how almost everyone goes. Like, he learns some dumb trick that he ends up using. And in the books, they don't even change that much.
It's the equivalent of like a video game button mashing.
It's that
game.
He doesn't
like,
know
like,
that much.
Oh,
and
you
then
do
when
this?
It's needed at the end, he barely remembers how to do the thing. He's not that great.
And then
at
he's super good at it.
No, he's not super good at it. It just happens to work. It happens to work at that time because he's the chosen one and he doesn't want to believe
that's
that.
Stupid. I hate
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Kind of crap,
it's great. That's what makes it a fantastic series.
I'm not into that fatalistic bullshit. I'd rather see some. No, not all of them. I mean, some of them you actually think, well, I don't know if this guy's going to be the one. I mean, maybe he'll do the work and maybe... shit will happen, and maybe things will change, and maybe you'll be surprised. And maybe,
let's be honest. Maybe Star Wars movies are 100% fatalistic. You know, 100% to a degree. Son of Anakin, he can either choose light or dark, and whether he chooses light or dark is the big important deal.
Yeah, but he gets jerked around.
Oh, I wonder what he's going to do if he's going to finish light or dark at the end.
He gets his arm cut off and all kinds of crap.
Harry Potter got lightning on his head.
Okay, lightning on his head.
He got scarred as a child. Yeah, he has his own scar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got a robotic lightning thing on his head that was put on by a robot on Hoth.
You know?
A robot on Hoth fixed it.
Robot wasn't on Hoth.
I know, whatever it was.
You got it wrong.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Well, there you go. Anyway, I'm just saying, I don't know.
So you're saying you like him, right?
I'm saying that I sort of knew what kind of series it was going to be. I had tried years ago when the first one came out and it was premiered on HBO, you know, some Saturday night when I had satellite. You know, I'd had a couple of drinks. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try this. I'm sure I know exactly what this is. And 5 minutes in, I'm like, okay, I know the whole thing. Eventually, he's going to fight the guy, but this one probably will be some establishing whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was able to make it about all of an hour into it. And I was like, you know what? I can't. This is just not holding me. It didn't pass the 1 hour rule for me at first. But I'm like, you know what? Okay, they've decided that everyone in the world fucking loves this shit, and they're going to make a bazillion of them. I'm sure it'll get good by, like, you know, whatever, halfway through. So I'll hold off, and I won't care, and maybe I'll revisit them, maybe I won't. And so basically what I did was what I was always going to do, which is I was going to wait till they started to actually get good and then plow through them, which is what I did. I watched the first 5 in like 3 days. I just plowed through them, you know, because it is fucking, like I said, where he's at 10 minutes into the third movie is where they could have been at 45 minutes into the first.
But then you haven't established that he's not worth it yet, and everyone has tried to make him worth it, and he doesn't want to be, and he doesn't think he is, and he's
you
not.
You can do it.
And they have great
you can do it.
Fun
you can
adventures.
Do it. They're not that fun. And it's great.
You get to know these characters, and you earn what happens to them. That's important.
Just doing it with, like, time.
You're the one who always says, you sit through a book where not a lot happens.
You gotta earn it.
You earn it.
Yeah, but you don't earn his strength, because you don't see the training. You don't see the bitter work. There's no bitter work.
There doesn't have to be bitter work.
There has to be bitter work.
Bitter work
can look cool.
It's school.
Dagobah was cool.
This is about school. It's not about magical Jedis with tiny
little mana machines. It's about magic. It might as well be about magical Jedis. It's the same thing.
It's school.
Yeah, and you know what you do? You get out of that. You're right.
Have you ever seen a movie about school where they sit there and show them learning stuff, having adventures
or
around
like
it?
Office where they're
have
like,
you seen have you seen Brick? Brick is not about class.
It's not about
and
bricks
about the
either.
Things he learned. It's about it's about the thing he does around school.
I
so
understand that.
Around
I perfectly understand that.
Yeah.
But ostensibly, this is about magic and about a kid learning how to become a powerful wizard. And so
he's already a powerful wizard. They say he's the most powerful wizard. He just, you know, he hasn't tapped it.
That's Dumbledore's job. Has to wake up, right? And so they'll tap him on the back of the head, and then there you go.
He just had to wake up. He's got to grow up.
But that's dumb. Show him growing up, then.
It is. Year by year, it's him growing up.
It's year by year. Lather, rinse, and repeat. Yeah. Lather, rinse, and repeat.
That's life. That's school.
And then time travel cop out, or magic room shows up just when you need it cop out, or whatever else.
I didn't go to elementary school. I was homeschooled, and so
maybe you just enjoy the fact.
Maybe
that
it's more interesting
kids
to me,
hang
but
out.
I mean,
so
but I mean, I like
it's
it.
Like saved
I
by
like
the
it
bell.
Just as much as everyone else does. So I don't know what.
I don't.
Why
I
don't. Think
I don't
that.
Get
it's,
it.
It's just like, you know, you sit through watching him learn each year, and it's. I think each one has a great arc and a good story, and it's interesting. And
it's too long.
I
each
like
one
British
is too
stuff,
long.
And
you like British stuff, so you give you that. Speaking of which,
no, I don't like. I think I gotta say, I don't think Daniel Radcliffe's a very good actor.
Yeah,
people love
so
the guy.
No, I have to agree. But I'll give him a pass because whatever. I'm
you
not
like
a huge,
all the actors
a
they get in.
Acting judge. No,
Robbie
that's
Coltrane
the thing.
Is the best. Man.
Robbie Coltrane. You got Cracker.
Yeah.
You got fucking
Richard Harris.
You got a man
deaf.
Called Horse. You
yeah.
got. You got old, aged Wendy. you get fucking John Hurt there.
Yeah, dude.
And then all he does is sell the wands at the beginning. I mean, come on, bring John Hurt back. No, you get every like esteemed British actor ever. You get Rafe.
And you get Wicked.
And you get Leprechaun.
Uh-huh.
Playing two different roles,
yeah,
if you're paying attention. And I paid attention, dude. Like I said, I absorbed all the stuff. You get Thulis, you know, Island Dr. Moreau style.
You get the old man.
You get the old man and everything. And you get the Helena Bomb.
And I like that guy who plays Draco's dad, the whatever his name Malfoy is.
Yeah, yeah.
But that guy, he's always like, he looks like the poor man's Timothy Dalton.
Yeah, or
I like
he looks like the rich man's Julian Sands, you know?
Basically.
Yeah. No,
well, of his hair, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. He looks like a warlock. And you get all the same actors, even the same fat like station agent guy, being like, "What are you going there?" Yeah, and then they walk in the thing.
These damn kids disappearing every year.
Yeah. And you get the dad, you get the class thing with the Weasleys, and I get the two twins that are always running numbers and got schemes. That stuff I enjoy. I just feel like they can excise certain things and replace it. You know, literally, like they could take out 45 minutes from the longer, more bloated movies and replace it with like 25 minutes of stuff that's like him being like, you know what, I learned this technique at school and I'm going to go outside and fuck around with it and figure something out. Or some older classman or some teacher that's like, you know, like you said, trying to challenge him or thinks there's something to him. And they tempt little bits of it. Like you said, you get it with Thulis in the third one. You get a tiny little bit of what I feel like you should get more of, because if nothing else, they had to absolutely do it in the third one, because then they show that's where he has the biggest fucking, you know, that's the deus machina thing, is that in the end he's somehow able to channel that power in such an extreme way. And it's like, well, if you had never seen him learn how to do it at all, you would find that very incredulous. And I just feel like, I still feel that way. Like, you gotta show, and I know they show the passing of time. They show, oh, now it's winter, and they show, oh, now the tree that kills everybody is losing its leaves. And I mean, I paid attention to everything. I catch everything. I appreciate.
Don't you love that? Like all the little things that are the quirky things about the place were like, by the way, that'll murder you. That's killed a bunch of kids before.
Well,
like,
isn't that great? Just the tree.
But it's just the tree, and it's like, oh, don't go into the forest. You'll get killed by centaurs and all kinds of crazy shit.
No.
It's always like interests me. Like in this world, they very nonchalantly mention that like many people have had their children murdered by these things. We're about to put you in.
There's some of that, but here's the other thing. Like, you're five movies in and you got the ministry, but you still, like, I feel like I have no idea how the world of magic fits into
that's
the greater
world. That's
because
you're following Harry and he doesn't know either. You're discovering as he does.
But the discovery is just like, I feel like by the fifth movie there should be more discovery. You get a little in the fourth when you see it.
When you're 15, you know everything about politics, or when you just met these people?
No, but you know a little bit. You know enough to, like, really
you
want to know
more. As much as Harry does.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're going to go there with it. I'm just saying
they definitely could have put more of that in the fifth one for sure. It was way too short.
More of that, I feel. You know what? I'm just not as. It could have been the nature of the way they were in production. You know,
I think it was your bitter attitude going in.
I didn't have a bitter attitude.
You desperately didn't want to like.
Why did I commit to?
Because you wanted to have leverage. That doesn't exist.
Exactly, and now I have it. But
you don't have it.
Seth's just like, dude, are you actually going to watch
Schindler's List?
You're going to watch this gay Harry Potter movie, and I'm like. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, what if it's not any good? I'm like, well, then I'm going to put in the second one and watch that too.
Yeah.
And then, and the third and the fourth. I basically said, I'm going to watch all these fucking movies. I'm going to sit down and just do it for the podcast. I'm going to do the bitter work of watching them. And maybe.
The bitter work is school.
Maybe there will be cool stuff.
The bitter work is he goes through school.
I mean, you know, they show that he'd be a good cert seeker or whatever because they show him catch that thing. That was cool.
Yeah.
When they show them learn how to fly the freaking brooms. A little bit of that.
Sure.
Right? So there you go. I'm good. They don't show a lot of other things that
they show them failing at magical stuff in class and then learning how to do it.
They could have done that in a more interesting way.
That's how they're learning it. They're in school. Their job in school is to learn how to do those things. And it shows them failing at it for a little while. And they get slightly better. And then later on in the movies, they can use
maybe
them.
Maybe I just...
In the, by the fifth one, they could actually use them in the ministry. They're like, oh, I can use these. And they don't have that many of them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's teaching them all that they know.
And they brought in that weird blonde weirdo chick.
Yeah, what's her name? Luna?
You have no idea what her backstory is. Yeah. She's half asleep the whole time. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, one thing, you're right, it is more about him, but by the fifth one, you got to admit that, like, now there's, like, 10 people in his posse, his little posse that goes out regulating on the ministry of mysteries or whatever, and all those mysteries get shattered, those whatevers. But, I mean, I don't know. I wanted it, if it's going to get darker, there should be more alienation, there should be more frustration and more of that, and they really maybe it gets to that, and maybe it's. I'm thinking that they'll get better. I mean, if I honestly thought that they were going to get crappier.
I mean, the thing is, considering that the world everyone likes is, I tell you, I mean, I really enjoyed. You know, I liked the seventh book as much as I could have all the way through, and I'm talking about that just because there's no movie out yet, or the two movies that are coming out. But the point is, you end up liking the world he's in and like him going back to it. I felt annoyed and kind of betrayed by the fact that there is no school in the seventh one. Not that I'm not spoiling anything to you, it's just that he doesn't go back to school. It's about the big finale.
I can dig that.
So But that is that was off-putting because the series is about a certain thing and you come to expect it, and it's like the world and the home for this guy, and you want to see him interacting in his home. And the interesting thing, really to me, was a lot of, you know, the stories are always great in terms of like the magical junk that goes on and what they have to do by the end of it. But I always liked the little goals they put in for him the school year, like, you know, some dude's picking on him or whatever, like that.
I want to bang a hot chick.
Or I want to bang a hot chick. Or this teacher's, you know, riding my butt. And
well, Asian chick, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Hot Asian chick.
Sure. And then, not only does he have this major thing he's got to do, it's being stretched out, the tension of the whole weight of the world is on it, but at the same time, he's like, oh, this teacher's riding me, and oh, I don't know about this, and this is kind of crazy, my friend's acting weird, I don't know if I should mess with him or not. Like, you know, that's like, it's the usual kid hormone thing, and it's put in this, in just a completely different setting, and that's what's cool about it. That's why people like it.
Okay. I get all that.
I think maybe you just expected too much from it. I don't know.
It's possible there's that. I want big from epic stuff. I feel like what I expected is perfectly reasonable given the length of time that they're working with.
If you hadn't heard all the superlatives about it, you know, and everyone lauding it for so many years now.
Well, I honestly have not followed. I mean, I know people like it. I know adults read the books and talk about, oh, there's so much stuff that's like for adults in these. I got all that, but I'm not like a huge, like, I'm not sitting there like reacting to this.
What I'm saying is, if you just heard that stuff over the years, that's different than if you had gone into it having only heard it's a series about some British wizard kids going to school and. One of them is supposedly the chosen one. That's all you knew about it? Would you have been disappointed?
Yeah, because I would have wanted to see the stuff that you get in The Matrix or in Star Wars. You don't even get it that much in The Matrix.
What does he get in The Matrix? He does some training in The Matrix.
He goes through it. Yeah, a little bit of that. I thought that was not enough also. I'll agree with you there. But, I mean, I don't know. What can I say? That's the stuff I liked in Avatar.
You know, the Matrix movie is ridiculous because...
Yeah, the Matrix movie is pretty ridiculous. I will give you that. Okay, that one really is not that...
He basically, the whole time, everyone's like, oh, he's the chosen one. And then...
He can download the stuff faster. He learns Kung Fu faster.
And then all of a sudden, Fishburne's like, just do it. And then he does it. And everyone's like, I knew he'd do it.
Yeah, I know. I felt that was a weakness to that. I mean, it overcompensated by being really awesome looking and having a well-constructed story. But
yeah, whatever.
Oh, that sounds good. Top me off one. I'm going to go to town.
You're going to run a train on the
Sprite? I'll have a Sprite. But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm here for the gangbang.
I like the big epic stuff. So it's really my wheelhouse is the big, extensive epic stuff. But here's where I'm different from you, and I think different from a lot of people. I get the whole thing about like the comfortable environment. Not so much the comfortable environment, but...
I don't think it's not really comfortable.
But the going back to the same kind of thing to a degree. But I think if you're going to do growth, and what I love about like a longer series, a longer story, is character development and everything. But I love being able to like not know what's going to happen, not know where they're going to go with it next, and literally have it be a different environment. That's what I liked about the Star Wars movies. I mean, shit, you start near in the ice in that.
It's a dude.
I know, but think about it.
War.
Yeah, but this is about. It's ostensibly. You're right. This is about. A bunch of kids learning how to be wizards in some gay British school.
Yes,
but it's,
literally.
But
is there a school in Britain that isn't gay?
The overarching thing is that it's about this one kid who's got this power who needs to fight this evil. If we stick with that,
the war happens in 6 and 7.
I'm just saying, if we stick with that, then I'm game for get away from the comfortable, get away from the familiar.
It happens eventually.
Yeah. I like that. I'm not the guy that like, oh, I want to be able to tune in and see them in the same sets every time. I want to see different environments.
Do you want your audience to be disturbed and upset when you the be place like, they've grown to love isn't there anymore? Because to do that, you've got to make them grow to love it. You put them in the same place for 5 movies and you yank it out from under them.
You don't have to yank it. You could keep the place there, but it changes. And then, you know what? What you do is you create a hominess with a character where he feels comfortable in that place, you're right, and that's great. The audience does too. Mm-hmm. And then that's what makes it darker, and that's what makes it more effective. He's now removed from that. He's now That's alienated what happens. From that. Yeah. And now you as an audience are like, I want to go back to the place where it's comfortable, where I know.
Yeah.
And it works for you. And but at the same time, you're excited by, ooh, what's going to happen next? What am I going to see next?
That's
you
exactly know? Right.
I honestly was writing stuff. Not writing it, but I was saying to Seth as I was watching the first one, like, oh, you know, in the eighth one, he goes totally evil. He gets possessed, and he's, like, taking down London. He's burning London down. And Seth's like, nah. I'm like, well, that would be a good idea. Or, and then I'm like, you know,
be a cab driver.
And then I'm like, you know, in the fourth one, they show him, like, go to, like, Africa, like, a wizard school in Africa, and it's, like, something out of, like, the beginning of The Exorcist or something. There's, like, locusts and shit, and he's like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. Like, and opium dens and whatever.
So, I'd like to see Harry Potter.
Exactly. See what I mean? It's different. It's a different kind of shit. Expand the world. If presumably there's this whole world of magic, then there's shit all over the place and all kinds of cool stuff to get into.
You go to the Quidditch Cup.
Yeah, I know they do. Yeah, and it's just walking around on the grass.
Yeah.
He's gonna find that.
They can't go around
switch.
The real world. You can't put that, you know? They had to brainwash a bunch of people just so they wouldn't see them flying in with the drapes and junk.
Yeah. Anyway,
all
I'm
the,
just saying
all the drapes that they are.
What I dig from the big
drape delivery. Yeah.
What I dig from the big epic thing, and what I'm putting into the thing.
So
I'm
what
writing,
you just described is what happens in the series. So why aren't you seeing?
I'm getting more on board with the series, but I just feel
that's
like
what happens.
I feel like the work in the first part is just not as well as I would have liked.
You're complaining that there's too much. Whatever kind of work.
It's a slow build-up.
There's not enough bitter work, is what
I'm
saying.
It's all bitter work. The bitter work is for you to sit through Hogwarts to get to this point. That's what you're saying.
But by doing that, you're not feeling... I just don't feel confident that he's actually...
I think you like to see anyone other than you have bitter work.
Did the bitter work and watched
it. You've done the bitter work, and now you're going to see the good stuff when people in their heads start exploding and stuff.
Okay, I'm game.
I don't
for
think
that.
Anyone's head explodes.
Is there a spell where you can blow somebody's head?
They did that one where they like hurt spiders or something.
The killing spell.
What was the one that they cursed?
Cruciatus.
Is that the one that they?
That's the one you painfully. You're not allowed to use.
It's torturing.
Yeah, that's what they used on Neville's parents, right?
That's the one.
What's her name's? What's her bitch? Helena Bonham Carter's character.
That's I called.
Did they mention that much in the movies?
Abu Ghraibus, you know. That's what they say. They go Abu Ghraibus, right?
The torture one.
Yeah.
The waterboarding spell.
Uh-huh. Waterboard us. In the books, they mention this more, but by the middle of them, they started hinting that Harry was not even the chosen one. That it was very possibly Neville, because his parents were tortured and murdered in the same way by another person, and it was great. And at points he was like upset, but then he was like, "Screw it! I never wanted this to begin with. Why am I upset?"
I could see them going that direction.
Yeah,
I can because he's sort of becoming more irrelevant. Like, he was always like, "Why is it always me? Why do I always get the shit beaten out of me?"
I think Neville was just always just the dumpy side.
Yeah, but they kind of try to do more with him.
And then he grew up, and they did that thing where they decided to stick with the child actor who grew really ungainly.
Right,
like basically that's how most of them look. Like Ron, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
He's weird. He does not deserve Hermione. That's all I know.
But go for it, you know.
Seth Strope does. If anybody.
Ouch. Nasty. But I
don't know. Running out of time machine.
I mean, yeah. That's that. I don't know what else to say. I think that I made the right decision to just wait 8 years so that way I wouldn't have... Because they would lose me every one. I'd be like, oh, really? That's it? Okay.
No, man, they get
2 years later. They
it's
do.
It's like a fine wine.
But each one of them, you have to kind of like...
No, he means like... You go back to it 10 years later, and you're like, "Ah, this is age.
This is so great."
I don't think so.
Okay, so Ian's done bitching. When you went back and watched the first one recently, did you like it as much or less?
It was probably about the same.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always liked it. Yeah. I mean, I watched it again. The only difference was, like, you know, I noticed that, like, the effects weren't as good, but that's because it's like, you know.
But
it's been around
definitely
for a
only the first two were really in that kind of effects not being as great thing.
Right.
When I even think about those, I remember the effects overall and everything being great. Because
when I first saw it, I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't question it.
And most of the effects in all the movies are generally used on things that aren't, like, big, like, attack moments and stuff. It's like it's like a picture moves and, like, somebody moves out of something.
Right.
There's, like, a headless ghost and there's
people. Well, you know, you see it, like, when they're playing Quidditch and stuff, you know, flying around. You can tell it's, like, obviously,
totally,
like,
totally,
a CG character. Like, it doesn't look that great. But it doesn't take away from
it
at all.
Like the dragons look like dragons.
Right, yeah. Like, I
thought
the
centaurs look pretty fake.
Right, yeah.
But whatever.
It's like, you can't, you know.
Grop. You know,
you can't not like it just because of that reason.
Grop the giant didn't look too real.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's cool, though. And what was I going to say? I was going to say something totally sweet.
I bet it was.
It was so good.
It was probably the sweetest.
It's my thinking face.
What's the sweetest meat?
I wish that was... You should put that as the picture for this podcast. That face.
I got that picture with the Coca-Cola ad. Year one pictures. Speaking of which, year two, August 8th.
Right.
Up in Humboldt County.
Oh, it's the 8th now.
Shoot us an email if you want directions, if you're a dear listener. Futilepodcast@gmail.com.
What if a whole bunch of, like, Germans and... this thing?
They're like, oh, yeah.
It would be podcast.
Do you have so long?
Like, it's right over here. You can take me to a gas chamber.
That's revenge. Revenge.
That would be revenge.
What if the whole plan of this podcast for years was to get enough German listeners that you can enact some sort of guilt revenge on them because you have your incredible own German guilt?
I don't have any German guilt.
How dare you?
I know. That's what I think, Sean Penn. That's what I think. How dare me?
I'm sure he's listening to this.
Oh, okay. So here's what I was going to say that was really cool.
Oh, awesome.
I would be the last person on Earth who would like this series.
I know.
I'm telling you that.
You would be.
And I...
Except
I
for the British thing, because that always wins you over.
No, the British thing is cool. That's fine.
No,
but,
that always wins you over.
But going into even... when this thing first came out, like... You know, when Christian came from a Christian family, went to church, all that stuff, and people...
Yeah,
when,
and you
when
know
when
it is,
out,
it,
people,
it, it
people are out,
that.
They're like, why is everyone so psyched about this thing about witchcraft and wizardry? And everyone's like, oh yeah, that's kind of weird. And I was mostly just like, it sounds really gay too. You know,
yeah.
Like, it just sounds stupid. And then, like, I never want to read stuff. And my mom, you know, being very
crazy.
Staunchly Christian, sure. But she was like, she happened, one of her friends read the first one. She was like, yeah, it's really not that bad. And so she just read it. And then she was like, yeah, it's not that bad. So I read it. And it's like, And then from each one, like, after, I think I read the first one a couple of years in. And so I was like, oh, geez. So I read this, like, second and third ones in, like, the next couple days. And then after, I was like, oh, my gosh, when is it fourth? And I was like...
It's just a fluke, man.
I was, like, fiending.
That's the only one. I only read the first one. But it's, like, a really...
The books are great.
It's, like,
the
really... like, fuck? It keeps you, like, reading.
It totally
you know?
Does.
Like,
it's
you just
want to
read
it.
Just
like,
wow. But there's so much... There's got to be so much better...
Dude,
like,
I was... When the sixth and the seventh ones came out... Not the seventh... Well, the seventh one also, but, like... Like, the second they put him out at work, I was, like, waiting for... I was, like, just kind of standing by the books, and the guy was, like... You know, they were stalking him. I was, like, oh, what's this? Walked away, and, like, yeah.
You were
just,
still ashamed?
Trying to make
totally
it seem
yeah.
like you weren't, like, into
yeah, actually, I want to say I bought either the sixth or seventh one, and Kristen was, like, what's that? And I was, like, oh, it's, you know, it's the Harry Potter. She's, like, oh, where'd you get it from? And I was, like, oh, somebody gave it to me. Somebody borrowed it. So, yeah, this girl worked.
But this dude, let me
and then a while later, she was, like, don't you have to get that book back? And I was like, oh, yeah, I better give it back. So I went and sold it to the used bookstore.
You need to come out of the closet.
I know.
Yeah, wow.
Harry Potter.
But yeah, I would have been, I guarantee you, I would have been the last person to like this thing. I'm telling you, that's how great it is.
Well, it gels with Christian stuff because it's all about... It's all about the savior of mankind
and
inexplicably having the power to do it. And
say anything
they
never want
to
say anything anti-God.
And interestingly enough, they're both as real.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, and they both earn it just as much. I don't know, I think Jesus actually does go into the desert and do some earning. There's some bitter work in that. There isn't in Harry Potter.
In the next movie, Harry Potter actually, they crucify him and he comes back to life.
Does he go to a desert? Is there some cool changes in the environment? Is it
England
in the whole goddamn series?
Oh, I've never been to the
English
desert.
Oh, except for when they went to the Quidditch Cup.
That was in England, too.
No, it was in Ireland.
Oh, okay. Ooh, good point.
That's much different.
Looked like something that I don't know. Looked like something from some movie.
It should have been in, like, Wisconsin.
Right?
Wisconsin's
American. Were there any American wizards ever?
Americans are too fascist. Because
they bring in... That's one thing I really liked about the fifth one. Is not the fifth one, the fourth one.
Yeah, they bring
the
different
they bring the people from
cultures.
Different schools, and
yeah.
They're all like
yeah.
walking in, like, oh yeah, well,
that was cool. That
you,
that extent.
Remember, everyone's like, woo.
Remember,
and then Harry gets
Edward
to show
Coleman.
Him at the end. They're like, oh Harry, yeah,
Edward
Coleman's yeah.
totally in that.
You saw Twilight, right?
No,
you didn't see Twilight.
You gotta watch Twilight.
I'm gonna wait till they're all out and
if
then
you
I'll watch them.
If you don't
you
like
don't do that, that'll make you miserable.
If you don't like Harry Potter movies, you probably love Twilight.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of bitter work there, right?
That shit is amazing. You'll
be making his face after you see Twilight, for sure.
Sure.
I like how you have your own face as your wallpaper.
I was thinking about putting one of, like, you up there, but I don't think...
You should put the one up where you're, you know, spreading open your junk like a porn star.
I mean, the way they opened the fifth one was cool. That looked different. See, I like different stuff in a series. I like seeing you get comfortable with the characters, you know, you have a similar environment for a while, but then I want to be, like, watching something and invested into it and feel two things. I want to feel, one... things have changed with the characters, the relationships have changed, but also just that what you're looking at is different than what you'd seen before.
So you feel like there's no evolution in these movies.
Well, I think there's evolution with the characters to a degree, but you don't see a lot of what I think would be the more critical things in terms of, especially in terms of the power struggle, or the power, not struggle, but just the power increase for the kid. It's just, you can't, you just have to infer that, oh, I guess he learns stuff that everybody else learns, and because he's the inexplicable chosen one, he's better than
that. I think it would be a lot more boring if they were just showing him, you know,
No, you can make that exciting, I'm saying. You can make that way more exciting than just artificial intrigue and plot contrivances to further along the Scooby-Doo mystery.
I think
we've already argued this. We don't need to.
I think for like an hour and a half in the middle of each one, it should have shown him and Vegeta powering up.
Exactly. It's all about that. It should totally be that. Training like 500 times gravity. Yeah. I would love that. That would be great. It'd be like Kakarot.
And then he's like super bulked up. And he's got blonde hair.
You can't ascend.
And then you have a huge final fight. Uh-huh. And then the beginning of each one's the same. He's like, and he's got a monkey tail.
Uh-huh. Monkey
and
tail.
And then he has the training. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be sweet.
No, I'd love that. No, I mean, I don't know. I always love being able to say, like, wow, like, when I first started watching this series or this whatever, I didn't ever think it was going to end up here with the situation that it's at right now. I mean, you get a little of that in Battlestar.
I think you get a lot of it.
Well, you do get a decent bit of it. You get, like, you know, like, wow, I never thought that there'd be an episode that's like a noir detective, like in season two, when it's just Lee walking around. Mm-hmm. It attempts that, you know, and you got Mac, you got Bill Duke there being the bad guy that he just
pretty exemplary
murders.
Right there.
That's a good picture.
Two gentlemen.
Yes, two gentlemen.
Sitting with a microphone in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Discussing things.
But that to me is what's cool. I mean, like in a good anime series, usually you see different stuff. Like in Last Exile, towards the end, you get like a whole, like, that hospital that's there. That's cool. You never saw that part. You see this. I'm talking about the nature of an epic series and what I want to get from one. And what I feel is lacking in the earlier parts of Potter, that I feel like, because of its mass, because of how much is in those first four movies or so, or first three, I'll stick to four and five, I can just leave alone, fine. But whatever, I feel like they could have done things that they didn't do. Fine, that leaves that at that.
Hogwarts? More like Hogwarsh. Am I right?
Let me just say one more thing. So you think this thing about these British kids in a British school should have been placed
airships.
Elsewhere?
Yeah, should have been airships.
Should have been placed, no. So for 20 minutes of the first one, they're in British school, and the rest of the time they're like, they're in the Mojave Desert,
uh-huh.
And then they're racing mountain bikes down K2,
uh-huh.
And then they go to the moon,
uh-huh.
And they fight a
Did you hear that K2 in Everest, they changed places for the tallest mountain?
Oh, screw you guys. According to Wikipedia.
If he hadn't looked it up, I would have believed you. I don't know shit.
Well, he
looked
it up.
I don't know shit about mountains. He says it like so matter of
fact. Do you know things about tectonic shifts?
Oh my gosh, dude. Tectonics, that's all make-believe.
Good point. The Earth is created the way it was 4,000 years ago.
More like 5.
Uh-oh. Sorry, I got it wrong.
I'm a long Earth guy. I'm an old Earth guy.
Being 5 then? Or 10?
Ross. No, however many billions.
4.6.
Billions of years. Millions and billions.
It's all fine. None of it contradicts anything about faith.
Nope.
As long as you're not a literalist. We're dinosaurs. They found the bones. Carbon dated. Who cares?